shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendrick.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And, of course, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Now, you know that we are on our website on Phil TV and HD, so you can get a backstage pass and join us for our video casts. And we do Q&As on our video cast occasionally. We're going to do one this Friday night following the show. So following our broadcast this coming Friday night, at 1 a.m., that would be 1 a.m. technically early Saturday morning, we're going to do a question and answer Q&A on our website and here on Phil TV and HD. So get your backstage pass and join us for that. We are also going to be here for the Super Bowl. Phil will be, you know, we call it Sunday Football with Phil, and we'll be here for the Super Bowl, so we'll watch the ball game with you. And it will be perhaps during that game, but we've gotten an awful lot of requests that we may actually either crack a cold one or bring out the Don Julio. So we'll see. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Stephen Bozell, who is a contributor to our program in a variety of ways, having to do with news, employment, as well as family, is joining us this hour. And we're going to talk about Facebook and what Facebook's IPO, that is, initial public offering, and really what Mark Zuckerberg being back in the news means to the average person, to the average man. Stephen Bozell has instituted the beginning steps of a lawsuit, not against Mark Zuckerberg, but against the San Jose Mercury News and other newspapers, other publications and news websites for reporting the news and reporting about Mr. Zuckerberg the way they do. It's a very, very fascinating story, and let's bring on now from Corona, California, Steve Bozell, a father of two, a husband, the owner of his own construction company, and as I found out talking to you in our pre-interview this evening, Steve, you were raised in a two-parent home, obviously, but it was your mother who got you into the construction business.
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct.
Your mother was the one who had the construction business?
My mother started out, she had a roofing business, and she went into general, she had a general contractor license, and I worked for my mother through high school.
Oh, and what did your dad do?
My father was a bartender. He worked briefly at two restaurants, one of the country clubs in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, which is where I grew up, and another country club outside of Knoxville, and worked at Mosby's, which is a steakhouse in Knoxville.
And would you say that your mother was the breadwinner?
Well, I would say my mother probably earned most of the money, yeah. But I talk about that. I don't really talk, you know, a lot about it because people will tend to make a big deal out of somehow that's going to affect, you know, whether I'm a man or not. And I don't like to...
Are you telling me people question your manhood because you learned your construction trade?
Well, no, I mean, I don't. It's funny what people will do. I just want people to know that I have, you know, I'm in my family, I'm the man, and I don't want anybody thinking that's not the case. And certainly with a story like this story about Facebook and Mr. Zuckerberg, it tests, I think, every man. In the world, it tests your own personal capacity to stand up like a man and be counted. And it tests just how, you know, tall and straight and strong you can stand when you're in the face of this kind of thing that you see. I have always...
All right, well, let me interrupt you here. You have taken exception to a San Jose Mercury article about Mark Zuckerberg. And you've also proposed, have you talked to your attorney? I don't really know what it is you want to do.
Well, what we're asking them to do is to simply strike the sentence from their story to print a retraction and to reprint the story, striking the phrase. And the phrase is, referring to Mark Zuckerberg, a college dropout, 27 years old, brings Wall Street to its knees.
Now, what are you finding fault about that?
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm pushing 40. I'm 39 years old. I'm going to be 40 this June. And I worked very hard in my life, and I've got a little bit. I don't, probably don't have as much as some, but I know now at this point in my life I'm never going to have, you know, that kind of money. And when they say, you know, a college dropout at 27 brings a Wall Street to its knees, there's a flip side to that. What they're saying basically is, what are you? You know, you're nothing. You know, and...
Well, look, I don't know that they're saying that.
Absolutely. See, there's the in law, and I was told by Ms. Blasingame, who's my attorney, Dolores Blasingame, in law they recognize something called negative evidence, or the lack of evidence being proof. What's unspoken there is that I'm a loser, that you're, you know, I don't know about you, but what's unspoken there individually for me is they're telling me I'm a loser. And they're telling every man listening to your broadcast right now that they're losers. And
so the lawsuit is what?
Well, the lawsuit is asking for a retraction.
Well, are they going to retract by stating we are sorry?
We would simply ask them to take that phrase out of the story and to reprint the story in a more respectful way to do it, instead of printing a story that it reminds me, when I read that line, a college dropout, 27 years old, he brings Wall Street to his knees, it reminds me of every failure that I've ever done.
I can tell that there's a little bit of emotion in your voice.
Yes, sir.
And that this is a story that is something very personal for you, isn't it?
I think it's personal for any man, Mr. Henry, to read about some, you know, I mean, essentially, some punk who got a idea and now he's got millions and millions. And I've worked my whole life trying the very best that I can. And I would have to, I mean, I would probably take a job working for this guy as a driver, because he could probably pay me money that I would think is good money. I mean, that's the part that hurts me more than anything.
You're going to have to run that by me again.
I'm simply saying the kind of salary that this guy could pay, I would probably quit my job today and work, you know, as a houseboy.
As a houseboy. So you think that Mark Zuckerberg has that kind of... Well, obviously, he has the kind of bread to have houseboys or butlers or whatever, but do you think he's going to pay enough money to a houseboy that would rival what you make as the owner of your company?
In the middle of this recession? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, what do you think millionaires pay houseboys?
Well, I can tell you that I know that some domestic staff in many homes that are you know, well-to-do, they make upwards of six figures a year, without any low six figures a year. You know, personal assistant, that kind of thing. And my wife, when I told her I was coming on your program, and I talked to Dolores, she'd asked me who I was calling. I said, I'm calling Dolores Blasingame. And she got angry because my wife has a great deal of hatred for Dolores Blasingame, which is a whole area that I'd like to touch on with you sometime.
All right.
But I said to her that, you know, I'm going to go on the Phil Henry show. And she said to me, are you going to talk about Zuckerberg? She said, yeah. She said, you mean the man, you know, that you could be a houseboy for? And I said,
go ahead.
I said to her, boy, that hurt.
I don't think that your wife said you could be a houseboy for Mark Zuckerberg because that came to her mind spontaneously. I think she thought that because that's what you had, you know, said.
Well, no, there's no question I put that in her mind. But my whole point is this. This man, Manuel Enrique of Palo Alto Hercules. I'm sorry?
Palo Alto.
Yeah, Palo Alto Hercules. He said that this is a tectonic shift in the history of capitalism, and that Mark Zuckerberg, a college dropout, 27 years old, brings Wall Street to its knees. And that's like saying that Steve Bozell, Phil Henry, or whoever out there in your listening, in the listening area, are losers and are no, you know, I mean, I worked my whole life. I worked my whole life. I ain't never going to have any. Well, he has.
All right, so, and that's very true, and I won't either, sir. So let's just put that.
Well, and that doesn't bother you.
No, it doesn't bother me. Would I like to have that kind of bread? Sure. I mean, you know, what bread to me represents is the ability to do stuff. If you have a lot of money, you can do a lot of things. You can, there's a lot of things you can do. But be that as it may, we have to work with the resources we have, you know.
I'm asking you a straight question. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of money?
Yes. The answer is absolutely yes.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're older than me. Don't you go to bed at night thinking, looking at yourself, what a loser?
No, sir, I try not to look at myself and say, what a loser. You know, I've got a good life, I've got a good career, I make a good dollar, I'm not, you know.
Well, but don't you have to say that on account of you being on the radio?
No, I don't have to say anything I don't want to say. I'm saying you're bringing a legal action against a newspaper for printing the line, 27 years old, he brings Wall Street to his knees, because that makes you look like a loser, you think, and all of my other listeners, and I believe that you may be overreacting to that.
No, I'm not overreacting to that. If you look at, forget it.
No, not forget it. We have another minute.
Well, if you just look at on the surface, I'm working my whole life, and this Zuckerberg has... He has more money. He's got more money than any man I've ever heard about. And...
All right, I tell you what, let me take a break here, Steve.
No, but...
Hold on for a minute. Let's take a break. 877-876-7445. Mark Zuckerberg, to quote the San Jose Mercury News, a college dropout, 27 years old, brings Wall Street to its knees. That's an impressive statement, isn't it? It's an impressive thing. And Mr. Enriquez, the man who said that, also said it is a tectonic shift in the history of capitalism, this initial public offering by Facebook to raise $5 billion. We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-7445. We're here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're on Saturday nights for our local show, and you can watch us on Phil TV and HD on our website, philhendryshow.com. We are also at Twitter, at twitter.com/realphilhendry. That's my personal account over there. And then we have twitter.com/philhendryshow. And if you want to visit us over at Facebook, we're all over that too, facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, spelled P-H-A-N-S. Stephen Bozell joining us here from Corona, California, as we discuss Mark Zuckerberg's IPO, $5 billion he's hoping to raise. None of that bothers you, Steve, right?
Well, it doesn't bother me, Mr. Hendry. I realize that's the nature of the beast. I realize that in a capitalistic society, there's always going to be somebody who's going to, well, have more money and is going to be better looking. And, you know, I'll take my wife to a restaurant, and no matter how hard I work, no matter how, you know, much I maybe buy good clothes, or I try to take a shower and put on good cologne, or however, there's going to be a guy in the restaurant, you know, who's more, I don't know how you want to put it, more endowed.
All right, okay, so what's this got to do with...
Well, I'm just saying... You know, for them to put it into print the way they did, okay, it's one thing to say the man did a good thing. Now they're saying he's 27 years old, he brings Wall Street to its knees. That is a direct threat to me and to every man that's not, you know, any kind of a genius when it comes to business, makes us look like losers. And I would simply like the San Jose Mercury News to recant that and to take it out.
Take that statement out.
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. I'm going to go over to a phone call here. We have Ken on the line. Ken, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Stephen Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I don't have a problem with Zuckerberg and no one else in America who catches an idea and turns it into a profit. You know, America is built off capitalism. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off the line, because I know you don't have a lot of time for everybody. Somewhere along the line, this guy in California, someone has told him that he's nothing but a loser, and he's bought into that all his life. There's no way in the world dude should be thinking about he's a loser. He owns his own construction company. Come on, guy. You're not a loser.
Yes, sir, I do. I do, sir, but here's the thing. I make, you know, a good amount of money, but here comes this guy, Zuckerberg, who's 27 years old. He's single. That means he's got, I mean, you know it. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
Listen. No, I don't get it. Listen to me. I don't get it, okay?
Oh, my God.
I don't have as much money as you do. I drive a truck for a living. I make an okay living. I put an ex-wife through college. I put my son through school, okay? I'm single now.
Yeah.
I'm a girlfriend, but I'm not trying to be rich. Rich is not in my timeline in my life. Some of us will be rich. Some of us won't. Just do what you do. You are what you are. It is what it is.
I mean, that's pretty good advice, Steve.
Well, I know, but every time I open up a newspaper, and I see the name, and there it is, Mark Zuckerberg, and he's single, and he's going to have $5 billion, that means pretty much any kind of, you know, any kind of poon.
And all right, okay. I don't know what you're saying there.
I cut the word in half. But he can get, if I can just say, he can get any kind of poon he wants.
And all right, I understand. Any woman that he wants. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Just say woman.
Mark Zuckerberg is a little 27-year-old punk kid. Who has got gonna have $5 billion? Paul LePoon, and I think it's unfair. And I said so.
And you want the San Jose Mercury News to take the phrase out? He's brought Wall Street to its knees.
Yes, sir, I do. And I'll tell you something else. That gentleman that I spoke, that's a good man, you know.
Yes, he was a very good man, and he had very, very sound advice.
Yes. And I know he believes what he says, but I just think if you have been eating cat meat your whole life, you think...
Oh, I get it. So that guy's been eating cat meat his whole life, huh?
If you eat stir-fried cat, well, you're not going to... Are you going to complain?
If it's all I know, I guess, no, I won't complain.
That's my point.
And, Steve, how do you know you're not eating stir-fried cat, and that gentleman that just called is eating beef bourguignon, or he's eating filet mignon?
Well, I don't even know what that is. What do you mean, beef? I don't. No one's ever heard of that.
Okay, great. 877-876-PHIL. I think that man hit the nail on the head. You've been called a loser your whole life. Here is Joe on the Phil Hendry Show. Joe, go ahead.
I just want to say, I'm just sitting here driving down the road with a semi. I just want to tell a guy, quit beating yourself up. You know, riches ain't going to make you happy. You know, I make some money, but I've got family that live in Knoxville that are multi-millionaires, and they got more problems than anybody I know. And I just think that this guy is beating himself up and think you got to come to a lawsuit and just live your life and be happy.
Don't you think that when we see a chance in life, that we ought to stand our ground and just say, you know, you can't just go throwing some guy's money up in my face?
It was an article in a paper. I don't see how they're throwing anything in your face. I don't see how they're throwing anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying, because I know it doesn't bother this gentleman, but I'm saying to you, sir, and I'm saying to all the men out there, we need to be bothered. When some newspaper says, look at this kid, 27-year-old, just a bunch of losers.
No, they're not saying that. They're reporting the business news. All right, listen, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about Mark Zuckerberg and the fact that one of the quotes says that he's 27 years of age, he's a college dropout, he's brought Wall Street to its knees, And Mr. Bozell, a construction contractor in Corona, California, would like that quote taken from the article. He says it insults and demeans every man who reads it and calls the rest of us losers. 877-876-PHIL. What do you think? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, man, would you please listen to me?
We're back here with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, as we talk about a line in the San Jose Mercury newspaper of today, a line describing Mark Zuckerberg, the young man who founded Facebook, who at the age of 27, and this is the quote, at the age of 27, a college dropout, he has brought Wall Street to its knees. He's quite the success story. And Mr. Bozell, you don't like that line. You find it humiliating. You find it, you think that it humiliates not just you, but every man that reads it. You think it basically screams to every guy that reads it, you're a loser.
Yes, sir, and I also, the inherent statement that it does not deal with, and that is, it's saying, basically, you know, this kid can get any, I mean, I don't want to put it in any way that would be not, you know, family friendly or anything, but it's basically saying this kid can get any kind of tail that he wants.
You could just say woman, any kind of...
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I think that hurts more than anything.
Why does that hurt more than anything?
I mean, to have so much money that all you got to do is just say to any woman you see, you know, get over here. I mean, I don't want to disrespect no women. And
so you think women, there is a point where you have so much money, there isn't a woman that you would see that wouldn't want to be with you. So in other words, married women, women that are in love with their men. You think there's a point?
Yes, sir, I do. And Mr. Henry, I respect women more than any man, I dare say any man you can think of. But, you know, there was a great line in a movie that I heard one time where the man said, you know, given the right time and the right place, A woman will do anything. I mean, she will do anything. And
boy, you got a lot of respect for women, then, huh?
Well, I'm not saying that's.
You're not saying that's bad, huh? So, with enough money, no matter who, a man can have any woman he wants.
God help me for saying it, but yes, God forgive me.
All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Here is James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. Is this James or Land? Whoever. Who is this?
This is James.
Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to know why this guy is so intimidated by this Zuckerberg and why he's so worried about this guy Mark can get any woman he wants. Isn't this guy married? Doesn't he respect his wife? What's up with that?
Steve?
Yes, sir, I am married. I do love my wife very much.
So why are you so worried about this other guy can get any woman, and you're disrespecting a woman by calling her a poon, let alone a tail? You know, right there tells me how you think of women. And I'm sure all the other listeners are agreeing with me on that. You couldn't even around and say woman until Phil here said, why can't you just say woman? And you still had trouble saying it. You know, and why intimidates you so much?
What? Yeah, that is the question.
Well, okay. I think you're making a good point. And all I'm saying is, sir, he doesn't really intimidate me. It's that he has, at the age of 27, I mean, it's almost like he's got more money than Jesus himself would have miracled. If Jesus was going to miracle his own, I guess you could say if Jesus was going to miracle his own wealth,
That's more money than Jesus probably.
Let me ask you this: Are you jealous of Bill Gates? He's got a. How about Donald Trump? He can get any woman he wants too. You know.
Well, not really, because. Not really, because this guy Zuckerberg's got them both beat, because he's doing it at 27.
Well,
you know
Donald or Mick Jagger was 27 once too, and had money up the wazoo and could have any woman he wants.
He didn't do it in the business world. He did it in rock and roll, which everybody knows. That doesn't mean anything. Any idiot can do that. I'm talking about being in the business land, and this guy's 27, and he's a genius at business, and with that much money, he could literally have any woman, and that's what Mr. Henry didn't want me to say, but...
You're saying something that I think is even more insulting than what James is saying. You're saying anything insulting, James, of what you're describing. You're saying that every woman has a price. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir.
And Mark Zuckerberg now has the money to meet the price of any woman on Earth.
Yes, sir.
Well,
and you're jealous of that.
Let me ask you this question. This gentleman from California here who's upset with this Zuckerman guy, what is the price his wife would accept? That sounds to me like he's worried that this guy
is not married. Are you talking about my wife?
No. I'm talking about this guy from California here that we're talking with.
Yeah, that's me, sir. I would say the following thing. My wife, I love her very deeply. If Mark Zuckerberg come along and opens up, basically just shows her what he's got, what am I going to do? There's nothing I can do about it. And that's the other thing that I think you're missing the understanding part of, that Mr. Henry is too. If Mark Zuckerberg come down to my area and his wife
would leave you if some stranger, some guy in the media, some guy written in the newspaper comes by and opens his wallet, then your wife doesn't love you to begin with. My wife wouldn't
I don't think that that's the case. I think that my wife, I don't think you can fold a woman when she finally finds the price.
That's ridiculous. If your wife loves you, and some millionaire, zillionaire, quadrillionaire walks up and goes, "Hey, how about $2 million to be with me for the night, or to come live with me, or whatever," and your wife does that, what kind of relationship?
I would say, $2 million, sir. You're talking about that movie that I've seen, that Indecent Proposal. Okay.
You're talking about you're intimidated because this guy has $5 billion and he can have any woman he wants. Now, I ask you the question, if this guy comes up to your wife, is your wife going to walk away with this guy after he opens his wallet to her? And if she walks away with this guy, then I don't think you have any type of relationship to begin with your wife. How long have you been married to her? I've been married
18 years.
I've been married
18
for
years.
Years. I've been married.
Okay,
for
but I'm.
Years.
My point is this: you're missing my point. My point is this: you and me, you and me. If we were standing on a front lawn one day with our wives, and Mark Zuckerton comes over from his car and says, "Take a look at what I got," and both of our wives left, I would say to you, hey, more power to them.
More power to them?
Yeah.
I am secure with not only my marriage, but my life to where I don't think those thoughts. And my
I don't know.
Either.
You may not think those thoughts, but what I'm trying to say to you is it's a real threat.
It's a real threat, huh, that Mark Zuckerberg's going to come up to the front of your house.
I'm saying you guys don't get it.
I can't believe what you're saying. That
every woman has a price. You meet her price.
My woman doesn't.
And man, she'll put her ankles before.
Okay, let's watch the dirty talk. Okay, do you mind?
Sorry.
My wife doesn't have a price because she loves me. All right.
I believe she loves you, sir. I believe she loves you. I believe she loves you very much. She loves you up to that price. And once that price is met, now she's...
I already know that. That's because I'm secure in my marriage, and I don't wake up or look in the mirror and go, geez, this guy over here's got all this money. I'm such a loser. I am very comfortable with... I'm a truck driver.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be comfortable. I'm not saying that you... And I'm saying that it's good that you're comfortable. I'm comfortable, but I'm doing... See, the thing that's makes different for me to you, I think about these things so you don't have to.
On national radio and starts to talk about somebody that he probably has never met or talked to in person and emotionally breaks down, has got an insecure life. That's all I have to say about that. Because
well,
if
all right, but...
like that over somebody that has that kind of money, you got to either be insecure or very, very jealous.
Okay, I'm not jealous. I'm simply saying I know how the world works. And I believe your wife loves you, and my wife loves me. But they love us up to, you know, a number of zeros. If a guy comes along with extra zeros, guess what? They hit their love limit.
My wife's going to leave for $2 zillion. I don't think so. Because my wife...
Well, I mean, the key word there is think. And
okay, Steve. You know, Steve, you made a comment, Steve. You said you think about these things so guys like James don't have to. Now, all you've done is gotten yourself worked up. James doesn't believe you. Mark Zuckerberg may be a guy that can have any woman he wants. But for you to say that every woman has a price.
Mr. Henry, you know and James knows that given the right place and the right time and there's nobody around and nobody watching, a woman will do anything.
Not quite, dude. Some women do have morals, praise the Lord, and some women don't need what you're talking. If your wife walks away for a price, then you better rethink marriage.
I'm telling you, sir, I'm just saying, if you turn on enough lights and you get enough cameras going, women will do anything.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Phil,
your wife included.
Okay, I got to take a break. James, thank you, sir, for your call, though. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Given enough lights...
That is correct, sir.
This is the emotionalism that gentleman was talking about.
Well, you know, if I can be allowed to be emotional over the possibility that my wife... is going to go away with Mark Zuckerman. And, you know, get put on that million-dollar smile because some guy just turned on about five lights and got six cameras going.
All right, why don't you hang on, okay?
Okay.
We may want to break it off with this guy, bud.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's a wreck. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our news and information hour coming up next.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I just heard some music there. I don't know what that was, bud. We have on the line with us Stephen Bozell. We've got a couple of more, just a few more minutes with Mr. Bozell to talk with him about this fear that you have of Mark Zuckerberg, all of this money. It's a humiliating thing that they said he's 27 and that he has brought Wall Street to its knees and that he's a college dropout. He's a major success. And now you've been talking to our producer.
Yes, sir. And the reason why I did is I had him get a song. I asked him if you do have a song to play because the song is a song about what a woman's capable of. And boy, I'll tell you,
Okay, bud, have you got that?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and roll the tune. I don't know what this song is. Do you know what? Okay, this is the Andrea True, right?
Yes, sir. Now, what you're hearing here is the Andrea True connection, and she's going to be singing about... When I hear this, I think about my wife, your wife. It could be anybody's wife. If this guy Zuckerberg gets a hold of your wife, this is it. And you'll hear there's a section of the song where she goes, get the camera.
All right, hold on. But if you want to know
how I really feel, oh, God. Just get the cameras rolling. Right there. Get the action going. Baby, you know, right. My love
for you is real. Okay, so take me where you want to.
May my heart just steal. Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, Steve, I got to tell you, I'm laughing.
Okay, you can laugh if you want to. You want to laugh at me? You can laugh. Go ahead, turn it off. You want to laugh at me?
You're telling me if Mark Zuckerberg gets a hold of your wife, she turns into... You know who Andrea True was. She was an adult film actress in the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I mean, she's singing about being an adult film actress. She was, you know, I think she recorded that song in the Bahamas while she was down there doing a movie.
Yeah, I'm just saying when I hear that song.
You think about your wife, April?
Yes, I do.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to a phone call. We have Torin on the line. Torin, go ahead. You're on with Stephen Bozell, sir.
Yes, I'm calling in to ask, Steve, I don't understand. It sounds like you're emotionally unstable. It sounds like you don't even really trust your own wife. And I don't understand that. If you love her like the way you say you do, why would you suspect a man that she's never met, younger than her probably, that Mark Zuckerberg travels in a world that you don't even travel in? Why would you even want to say something like that about your own wife whom you say you love?
I do love her, sir. I love her very much, you know. And I wouldn't... Here's the thing that maybe you guys wouldn't want me to say, but I wouldn't even... If April got turned into some kind of drink... God forgive me for saying this, sir, but if my wife got turned into a drink whore by Mark Zuckerberg, I probably would understand it.
Oh, my God. A drink whore. That's what you just called your wife.
No.
You, in other words, you're saying your wife can be bought with a drink. That's what you said, man. It's got nothing to do with money. Just hanging around a bar, huh?
I'm just saying, if she knew who Mark Zuckerberg... She knows Mark Zuckerberg's got a lot of money. Mark Zuckerberg, with all the money that he's got, can turn... He could turn any woman into a drink whore.
How would you... Why would you even make a statement like that about the woman that you say you love? That doesn't make any sense.
Because I know what women... What their limits are. I know that women are not saints. I know they're good people. But you know as well as I do, sir, if you read your Bible... They're more capable because they've been closer to the serpent.
Oh, come on. Will you, man? Will you get this religious stuff?
Don't, Mr. Henry, don't offend my religion.
Oh, well, yeah, but this is medieval, man. It's medieval. It's when they used to say that women were this and that, and they used to burn them at the stake. You want to do that, too?
Of course I don't.
Well, then stop it with that nonsense.
So you yourself are capable of doing something, and if I were Mark Zuckerberg, I really would be very, you know, would worry about a person like you, because you seem like you're a very unstable person. You're envious of the man. You're envious of the man, and you don't even care.
No, I'm not.
The man don't even know you.
I'm not enemies of Mark Sugarman. I would never do nothing to him. And
some of his name's Mark Sugarman?
I mean, Zuckerberg, I'm sorry. I would never do nothing to him. I would understand. I just hope and pray it never does happen, that's all. Otherwise?
You'd understand if your wife goes off and he's got the cameras rolling.
Yes, sir. And you want to laugh at that, Mr. Henry?
Have your wife ever cheated on you?
Not that I know of.
Then does she know that you're saying these things about her?
I think my wife understands. She understands because I pointed out to her in the paper today. I said, "Here's this." I showed her the picture of Zuckerberg, and she said, "Yeah." I said, "Look at the money he's got." I said, "You go ahead and go take a trip around the world for that, wouldn't you?"
God, you talking that way to your wife,
Mr. Henry? I'm trying to be.
God, was this at breakfast, dude? Are your kids there? I mean, I just want to get the whole picture of your family.
I mean,
I mean, are you talking to your wife like this? Would you take a trip around the world for this guy? This cat here, Torin, and the rest of these guys are right, man. You're paranoid. What is with this music?
Get to us. Or hear that? That's my wife, April. Are you married, sir? Is Torin, are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how'd you like it if your wife was saying, get the cameras going?
First of all, sir, if a woman did that to me, and if I was married to her, and if she did something like that to me, no amount of money in the world could be able to hold her anyway. And the bottom line is, my wife is not like that. And I don't believe yours is either. I can't believe you would even talk like that about your own wife. What kind of
own
man
wife. All right. Hey, listen, Torin, very good call. I appreciate it. Mr. Bozell, good luck with this injunction against the Sacramento Mercury News to take out the line about this guy. Oh, will you turn off more?
My wife, get the cameras going. Get the action going.
Oh.
Phil Hendry.
More.